Jacob Mafume, who has been the spokesperson of the party, said the People's Democratic Party believed that another Zimbabwe was possible. Mafume noted that the Congress introduced two new policies for the country, hope and arrest.
We are developing a new platform to deal with the current regime. So we will have a new constitution at the end of the day, a new leadership at the end of the day tomorrow, and two new policies, one called hope and another one called arrest. Hope is economy, arrest is our political roadmap.
Dominic Nyikadzino, Provincial Secretary General for Chitungwiza Province, said he was elated that the Congress was convened despite police pressure to call it off due to lack of manpower to monitor the event. Nyikadzino said he hopes that the policies launched by the party will address the deteriorating economic situation in the country and usher in a democratic Zimbabwe.
We aim to establish a democratic party that will deliver the people of Zimbabwe from the bondage of Robert Mugabe and the mismanagement of the country that has been going on for long, for the last 35 years indeed. Through the implementation of our documents, hope and arrest as presented amongst the delegates.
Tinei Mukanana, a delegate from Dangavurama Nikaland province, said the political party is expected to offer a platform to correct all the blunders that have been made over the years by some of the top political parties in the country.
We are part of corrections. We are going to correct what was not working well. The former part we were at MDC and what is taking place to ZANPF. That we put all things together and become a new Zimbabwe. And that Zimbabwe we were crying for, to bring it back.
According to the party's register, 5,000 delegates are attending the Congress that will tonight elect its youth president and tomorrow usher in the party's new leadership. Some of the delegates say Tendai Biti is set to lead the party as there's no other person who is contesting the presidential post, while Samuel Supepangomo is tipped to lend the post of the vice president. The two Mazore brothers, Paul and Solomon, are expected to battle it out for the post of organizing secretary. Vendors selling various goods outside the venue of the Congress appeared to be happy with the money they are generating at the sports center. Elina Chikanya told Studio 7 she has been making brisk business since the start of the Congress.
Well, MDC Congress has just boosted our business. We have made money more than other days.
Zimbabwe now has several blueprints, including Zim Asset, produced by the ruling party's ZANPF, Choose by the MDCT, Build by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, and Zimstart that will be produced by an NGO, Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. It remains to be seen whether some of these blueprints will address Zimbabwe's declining economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.